Welcome to the Planning and Community Development Committee meeting for Monday, May 15th. I am Kathy Holgarty, the chair of this committee, and I am joined by fellow council members DeShawn Quinn and Thomas McLeod. We have two items on the agenda, and we have Brandon Miles here to present them. Go ahead.
Good evening, Councillor. Brandon Miles with the Office of Economic Development. The first item that is before you is a funding request from the City of Tukwila that is forwarded on from the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee. It is for a sponsorship for the city to sponsor the Pac Northwest Soccer Tournament in January of 2024. This is a tournament that has been coming to the City of Tukwila for a few years. We worked with Seattle Southside Regional Tourism Authority that identified that we were losing a significant number of room nights from this tournament. Despite it being in Tukwila, we were losing room nights to Renton, Auburn, Bellevue, and Seattle. And so Seattle Southside Regional Tourism Authority suggested that we could look at a sponsorship package where we would pay a room rebate for every room night generated in the city of Tukwila. So this is a not to exceed $28,170. It's also in a time of year, January, which is a really low time for hotel reservations in the city of Tukwila and even for our retailers. Everyone's recovering from Christmas, and so we don't see a lot of room nights during January, so it's a great time to bring in people to the city. The Lodging Tax Advisory Committee voted unanimously to support it, and so we're asking it be sent to next week's special meeting for final action by the City Council. Happy to answer any questions about the application.
Thank you.
I think you're muted, Council Member Hogarty, when you spoke right there.
That's weird because it says I'm not, but I'll turn it on. Can you hear me now? Yeah, I had to turn it on and off. Okay. Council Member Quinn, comments, questions?
No, Brandon, I appreciate the very detailed briefing in it. And you answered the questions that I would have had, which is one, the lodging tax. But also there's a historical process that we've talked about in the past around how can we maximize the lodging tax dollars, but also promote tourism. And so I know we looked at different types of approaches, and this is consistent with kind of when we talked about this a couple of years ago, and now it's actually materializing. And so that unanimous vote from the LTAC committee, I'm comfortable.
Thank you. Councilmember McLeod.
Thank you, Brandon. Good memo. This is the first time we've funded this type of event. I know the tournament's been coming here for years, but this is the first effort of this type.
So we've done rebates before. We've experimented with rebates with an event last year called Surf Cup. We also looked at rebates with a rugby sevens tournament that came in. One thing that I will note that we're doing different with these rebates is that we're now requiring that the recipient has to use Seattle Southside's Event Connect function to help create an easier way for the teams to book. So if you've ever had kids who travel to these type of events and stuff, it can be very daunting to how the parents register. Does the coach go and accept the registrations and then book people? This is a simpler process by it sends out a link to all the parents, and the parents can register for their hotel rooms without having to go through the coach. So we're still testing this out. It's new for this event, and we're still looking at how we can use rebates to bring in groups to the city of Tukwila.
I like this idea, and I like using LTAC funds to sponsor events and host events that bring people to Tukwila. So I'm 100% for this. I think it's a great idea.
I'm in support. I think it brings money into the city and also awareness. People can come again and helps our hotel rooms, helps our restaurants and businesses. So I am in support, and so my question for my fellow council members is, are you ready to approve this request going to the consent agenda with recommendation for approval.
Yes.
Yes. And I guess what I would add, Brandon, is I think a part of it also is tracking, right? Because I think the last time there was question around, you know, how do we track that this worked or not? And so it sounds like having a system that set up that way allows you to track. So I'm in support, Councilmember Hogarty.
Yeah, and if I could just build on Councilmember Klein's comment there, we tried this with the Rugby Sevens, and we found that they did not use, they were not booking directly through the hotels as a group, but we saw all of our hotels said that people were there. And so this new process is using Event Connect creates a trackable function. And more importantly, if they don't track it, if they don't use our link, if they go and book directly with the hotel, they won't get the rebate. And that's an important component for that tracking, is that we want you to use our system so we can track you, and we're not going to give you the rebate if you don't.
All right. Thank you. So we are in unanimous approval to send this to the consent agenda on May 22nd. Then our next item is the contract with True Blue Strategies that I know you've been using for several years now. So Brandon, tell us about that.
Sure, thank you. So this is our contract with our marketing agency, True Blue Strategies. True Blue is a woman-owned marketing and branding company out of Seattle. They are our lead on day-to-day activities of Experience Tukwila. So this is, they do social media for us. They maintain the website. They do our email marketing. And they are the ones who kind of, while I'm the overall project manager, they're the ones who run this kind of marketing aspect of it for us. What we have before you tonight is a contract not to exceed $175,000. All this will be paid out of lodging tax or other sources of funds such as grants. However, we don't expect to get up to that $175,000. That gives us room in case we have other opportunities that present itself. So, for example, we're going to use them for Juneteenth. We did that great flyer using Urban Artworks last year. They're going to help us with that again. As projects come available, we use them for functions to help with our advertising and marketing. Again, it is the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee, and last year approved a lodging tax request from the city for $195,000 to support Experience Tukwila. So this is, again, completely an effort to support and to bring people into the city. Back to Councilmember Quinn, the earlier comment about the various things that we've been doing differently, this is one of the big ones we've been doing. So since Economic Development took over lodging tax from Seattle Southside a few years ago, we've invested in our day marketing and promoting the city as a great place to come and to go. One of our success factors in this initiative is that we used to be, I should show it at another meeting, but our Google rankings for City of Tukwila, we're starting to get more stories in there. If you Google Tukwila, City of Tukwila, that is a reflection of some of the stories and stuff that we're pushing out via Experience Tukwila. So I'm happy to answer any questions you have. We recommend that this go to the next contract, that this goes to next week's special meeting for final authorization by the mayor. The one thing I would say is that we're finally starting to get our first year of being out of COVID to not have restrictions. And so we're able to do some stuff with some of our other partners via this digital media that we were not able to do in the past. So Starfire Sports got a new contract with us a funding request. We're able to put services in there that link back to our Experience Tukwila that we were not able to do in the past because we never had these resources up and running. So I think it's been a great contribution to the city of Tukwila and improving our perception and bringing people to the city. So I'm happy to answer any questions the committee members might have.
Thank you. Oh, do you have any questions or comments?
I can't hear you.
Did I lose it?
No, I hear you now, but it was very faint.
Okay.
What did you say?
I said questions, comments, Councilmember McLeod.
Okay. Brandon, in using a smaller firm, which I like that idea that you're doing, but do you feel that a larger firm would provide different opportunities just based on being bigger or no?
So there's plus and minuses always with going with a smaller firm. the, you know, they have a connections and stuff that we can build off of. However, a trade-off always is that we're not going to be important enough, or that we're not someone that they would devote time to. So I like going with smaller, hungry, or smaller firms. The other thing that's not reflected is TrueBlue, besides doing lists for us, they also do advocacy work, and so they understand more of how cities and nonprofits operate, which I think is a plus. So I, you know, there's always going to be trade-offs with going with bigger firms. Seattle Southside Regional Tourism Authority in the past used the largest marketing agency in the city of Seattle, and I don't know if they, you know, I don't want to say it was plus or minus, but or I don't know if they got anything more out of than they would have with a smaller firm.
Okay. And this just goes till middle of next year, correct?
Correct.
I'm in support of it, so I don't have any further questions.
I don't, just one question, because you kind of touched on it, that this was had been approved in the past by lodging tax dollars. And I just wonder, you said not only lodging tax, but other funds, right, or grants. Could we cover this through lodging tax? I only ask that as if we approve this, there will probably then be a follow-up discussion. You know, this is the item that we brought before you, looking at lodging tax dollars. We've now found some grants that would also apply to this. It just gets it takes to the next step, so we don't, so there's no anticipate, I shouldn't say that, because you don't have the answers already, but would we feel like we could cover it if we needed to?
Yes. So if you go to Attachment A, which lists out the scope of work, that is kind of the monthly retainer for their basic services that they're doing. That's keeping social media up to date. That is the website, the e-newsletter, the blog post. That is all covered by lodging tax, and that does not get us near $175,000. So if no other funds come available, then we just work on, we would only work over those lodging tax funds that have been allocated to this project. But even then, as I said earlier, there's 195 total allocated to Experience Tukwila, but we're not going to use all of that for the TrueBlue contract, because we have other partnerships that we've been working on, such as I hate using the term, but it's the only way of doing it. We've done some influencer stuff lately, and so to have them promote the city, and so that would also come out of the Experience Tukwila. But yes, no general fund dollars would be used unless it was explicitly some set thing like, hey, we need someone to help us market X, Y, or Z, and the counselor knows about it. We would not do that unless the counselor was aware of that, or it was part of some budget that we already had authorization for.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that answer. I think that we may need to say that definitively around, like, we're going to monitor this, and anything more, we will go through a process of bringing it before counsel, as our policy says. If you leave it ambiguous, then people could make assumptions about this decision. But you're pretty clear about what's involved. So I'm comfortable moving this forward.
And I am comfortable moving it forward to the consent, the consent agenda on the 22nd. Do I have consensus for that, with a recommendation for approval? All right. Then we are through our two agenda items. Does anyone have a miscellaneous? No miscellaneous? All right, then we are adjourned, and I'll see you all in person at